שלום לכם, אנחנו בישיבת כתבים.
Hello everybody, we are in a writer's meeting with Rav Dr. Lightman. Dr. Lightman, hello everyone.
Good.
This is a good opportunity to say that we have many viewers who are watching this program now live with us and afterwards, who are interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah and disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah. It is translated into many languages, and we have it on our website. We also have it on the website of Facebook and all of our different programs. We would like to ask all of you to continue following. We would like to discuss the coronavirus in Israel in regards to the sharp rise in cases that is about 2,000 a day. The Minister of Health is saying that this is the face of Israel. And first question to you is, in your opinion, have we lost control of the situation? Dr. Lightman, I think so. And then it's not control over coronavirus, it's control over the nation. Sadly, nation of Israel, as usual, as it's written in all of the books, in all of the sources that we have for thousands of years, it's always that way, that they're doing their own thing. They don't want to listen, they don't want to be obedient, they don't want to do what they need to do, and they don't want to take any burden on themselves. And that's a problem. Especially in regards to the pressure of the pandemic that's not going away, and the nation just loses its patience and nerves and starts to go wild. Dudi, what have we lost? What control have we lost? Dr. Lightman, people don't care. They just don't want to feel that something's pressing on them, that's locking them in and telling them what to do. We see that they're having parties on purpose, as if they want to show the virus that we're not afraid and that we're ready to really get in this conflict with it, this fight. Dudi, so what's this red line that we're going back to a general lockdown, that we would be even willing to completely break the economy? Dr. Lightman, look at the countries where the nation said what to do and everyone kept what the nation said. And here we see that everyone's going out to the street with great nerves, as if it all depends on our decision, that it all depends on the nation only, on the government. That's why I don't see anything good coming. Dudi, why Israelis, especially Israelis, don't want to be under any limitations for the virus? Dr. Lightman, because of their evil inclination, because the will to receive that they have is so strong, it doesn't want any limitations, doesn't want any restriction, doesn't want any problems, and doesn't take into account anything. They'll do what they want, what feels good to me, and not listening to anyone else. That's the way it's been for centuries throughout all of history. We are experiencing this again, and it's good that we're learning. I understand them. I'm also like that. I also want to go out. I'm also accustomed to going to the sea, especially in the summer, and traveling abroad every few months, and to go on these different kind of trips. And I'm not doing it. I'm in a few rooms, closed off, and that's it. Dude, what's holding you together? Dr. Lightman, responsibility. If it wasn't responsibility that I had to give lessons every day to a large number of students, then I would also cause trouble. And so what if I got sick? And even if they tell me I'm at an age that it's dangerous to get sick, okay. It's all, you know, taken into calculation, and according to that calculation, that I'm responsible to pass on this method of correction to more and more people. The people are joining, there are newcomers, and it is important. And that's why I'm holding on to the students, and the students are holding on to me. Dude, this lack of responsibility that people are doing as they wish, what they want. Do you think this lack of responsibility? Dr. Lightman, of course, I feel. You think I feel comfortable with this? That I enjoy being here? That all I see is three or four faces, and all the rest are just on screen? And I don't even see. I don't go outside this room. What do I have? Oh, and I can walk around on the third floor here. There's no one here. There's no one in this floor. And whoever is here, they're working. They're working and they're not really... Do you see, understand the person that if they don't have a responsibility, then they don't care about anything. They'll go out to these different places. They don't mind getting infected or infecting others. Dr. Lightman, right? And what can we do? Dudy, and that's the question. Where will we do something? Dr. Lightman, yeah, I also want to go outside. I want to go and see my grandson who was born recently. I would like to visit... family and close friends. What can I do? I'm closed in here. How can each one develop responsibility? Dr. Lightman, not each one has such a responsibility like I do. Not each one has a reason to be responsible for students. And if I'm ill, then I won't be able to give them this lesson. And still, I don't know how to put it. You know how to speak nicely. I think that each one needs to understand that they're responsible for holding their place in the system of Adam HaRishon. This is a bit of an elevated way of speaking, but each one needs to hold that place in that system, that each one needs to hold themselves in a state where they're keeping their role, what's their duty in their part of the soul of Adam HaRishon, that they're responsible for others, and others are responsible on him or her, no more than this morning. This morning we were learning about how each one is important for the others. How the collective and the individual are equal. Each one needs to understand that if they are not keeping their role in the system of Adam HaRishon, then the whole system suffers and falls and loses strength. That's why we need to think. I think that I have a reason that's, you know, supposedly more justified to watch over myself and to keep myself so I'll be able to continue giving the lessons. But I think that each and everyone, even if they don't have any connection to anyone, they still need to say that they are special, they are unique, they are a special part of the system of Adam HaRishon, and that's why they are watching over themselves, they're protecting themselves so that they'll be able to be part of the system. The world exists for me. We need to see that. Each and everyone needs to say that the world was made for me. Dude, I'm not special like you. Dr. Lightman, that's not true. That's not true. I just have a more corporeal justification. But spiritually, no. Each and everyone has that special role in spirituality that's as equal as everyone else. Dudy, can you explain what's this system of Adam HaRishon that's a bit more simplified? Dr. Lightman, it's a soul that we're all part of. in this system of Adam Rishon, in this soul. It's called a soul because we need to get to the light of Neshama, the degree of Bina. And we need to connect between us in such a state that we bestow to each other, that we're connected to each other in this nice bestowal. And we become as one man with one heart. And we have this nice mutual bestowal where we care for each other. And the coronavirus is starting this work. It's what it's doing. It's taking all of the souls, all of the people that are on this planet Earth, and starting to work with us. It's starting to spin us in a way that we'll start to feel how we're dependent on one another, how much we can really protect each other, how much we can sustain life together. It's starting to teach us from afar. It's all the coronavirus, and I don't see anything bad or harmful with it. It's in regards to our work and in our ego. In our egoistic life, then of course it's disturbing us. But if we look at how it's organizing us correctly and directing us to the correct connection, then we see in it, in this coronavirus, as a help made against him. The work is to bring us to this connection and mutual responsibility. Dr. Lightman, yes. Judy, if we don't feel this system of the soul of Adam Rishon, how do I develop the responsibility? Dr. Lightman, so you hear that this exists. So depict as if it really is so, that it really exists. It's clear to us, according to our reason, that we are in the system of Adam Rishon, or in the system of one soul, or just in one system that's closed. How we are all one ecosystem. We all depend on each other. That's not so hard to imagine, to depict, or to see even. You can really see that we're one ecosystem. We see when the coronavirus comes, we can see how we all depend on each other. Why? Because it has spread all over the world. By spreading around the globe, we're all connected to the same problem, the same trouble. And it depends on how we receive it. Do we see that it is equal amongst all of us and it's worthwhile to connect? Or are we all going to try and resist it in our behavior to connect? Maybe by feeling ourselves as closer to each other, we will see that the virus can be seen as a good thing rather than a bad thing. Maybe we're responding incorrectly. Not in terms of the ego, where we have to go out to the streets and say that we don't care, we'll have parties, and we'll have these virus parties. Who here is certainly sick? That we want them to come to this party and that we'll all be able to get sick too. So what to live with these doubts?
I don't
know. People are not thinking correctly yet. They're not thinking in the direction yet. Did you say in the morning that Israelis have this inner feeling of the coronavirus as if it's something that's theirs? Dr. Lightman, this is subconscious that we feel a bit closer to this virus. I think that soon we will need to feel it from all of the nations in all the directions, that they're sure that it was the Israelis who created the virus. And they're the ones who are doing this to the world. It'll come. Duty. Does each one have a responsibility in the system of Adam Rishon? Dr. Lightman, of course. How else would they have a soul? Each and every one has a role. Duty. What's the role of each and every one? Dr. Lightman. To cause by all sorts of corporeal actions and spiritual actions to cause connection to one Kli.
Okay,
another question. In the first round of coronavirus, we were behaving correctly, nicely. We were doing everything we were told to do. Can we say that all of the failure that happened, that's now happening, is like what you were talking about previously? After 6 days, we had this great pride that just puffed up and then we fell? Dr. Lightman. No. Our ego, our big, growing ego was only enough for a short period of time. By succeeding, our ego jumped up, and with our desire, we didn't correct the desire itself, it became this level of ego that really is going against the government, against the restrictions, the lockdown, and that's how we got into the situation we are in today. Duty, Sivan. I would like to share what we are seeing when we disseminate. If there was an agreement that yes, we have to be considerate of one another, now it is really a resistance. There's anger that if you write something about this and people look for where they can attack you, what's happening? What's happening to the people? Dr. Lightman, that's very good. If they don't want to connect, if they disagree to these corrections, then we specifically need to explain that's our nature, that we also feel this way. When we go to the general public and we start to write and we say that we need to connect, we also need to say that we don't want to overcome and connect, that we're all perfect and we're so righteous and able to do this. No, we also have both parts in us. We also need to go wild. Do you know how much I want to go out of this room and just run in all directions to all these places? And I can't. I've determined many times. I decided that we will go to the sea, and then I canceled it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't allow myself. I don't know what will happen. And if yes, then what happens the next day with our studies, with this whole factory that we have? I don't know. That's why I'm explaining to them what's coming from nature. It's not what I want. They need to understand that I'm not bringing them some kind of method that I theoretically can speak about. But this is according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, according to what we see what we see throughout time, throughout all of this reasonable reasoning that's going on. We see that we need connection. It's always what brings good. That's it. Now, I don't understand. What do they want? What will you do with this coronavirus? Tell me. Sivan, they are blaming. They think that someone's doing this bad to them. Uncle Edwin, who's doing the bad? Sivan, there's many people who are blaming the government that they're closing down everything. Dr. Lightman, so this is like children. It's like small children who shout and say the mom is bad for not letting them to go out or something like that. That the mom is bad. What can they do? It's behavior that psychologists need to go out and say that they are behaving like children. Sivan, so when we disseminate, we see this resistance, that they're objecting to it, that they're rejecting it. Well, what can we do? Dr. Lightman, we need to explain. Why do we need to disseminate? Because we're not paid for, we're not bought, no one is paying us to do this. We just know that there's one truth that we need to disseminate, and we're getting closer to this truth, and it's how we can protect ourselves from this harm. We're not psychologists, and we're not all kinds of people who are bought and paid for and sponsored. And that's why we're saying what we're saying. It could be that we seem very strange, yeah? But what we say is all according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's the way it's written. That's why I don't know what more can we say. If we continue like this, it won't get better. It'll be worse. We don't understand that this virus is not just any virus. It has a special quality to it. It has a program that it needs to bend us. And first of all, it will bend Israel. We'll see ourselves in worse and worse states in this virus. We'll see that we are losing this battle. It won't feel justified to the whole world. They'll also come to us and collectively blame us. They'll say that we are the ones to blame for all sorts of reasons. And they don't really need the reasons. Duty. So we have this desire rising, and then the ego jumps and does what it wants.
Okay.
Dr. Lightman, yes, of course. Dudi, how can we use this desire that's growing? Dr. Lightman, to connect with that desire that's growing, connect. Connect more and more with each and every one, more into this one bundle. You'll see how you are benefiting from this. You and each and every one, and you won't need anything more. Dude, this force, where do we get this force? Because there's this egoistic nature in me that doesn't want it, and it's fighting it. Dr. Lightman, yeah, we do it artificially. If we artificially go and connect, then you'll understand that the whole world will have good. Let's try it. If we would connect between us, the world would calm down. If we do the opposite, then we'll have a bad response from everyone. I don't have what to say.
Norma, please.
Dudi, okay, the principle is understood. Norma. Now, in regards to what you're saying, in regards to anti-Semitism, there's a campaign on the internet that says that there's a Jewish privilege as if the Jews are responsible for all kind of problems that are occurring in discrimination all around the world. And there's a hashtag on Twitter with this campaign. And some say it comes from the far right, and others say it comes from the far left. It doesn't matter where it's originating from, but it's spreading around the internet. It's especially now where the Jewish communities have a financial crisis, and the Jewish agency also have a campaign to try and help them. And we can see that there's no privilege, everyone's suffering. It doesn't matter where they're from. If so, why is there a feeling that the finger is always pointed at the Jews? Dr. Lightman, it's clear to us. If the general kli of all of humanity is suffering, then they point their finger at who's to blame. It's the Jews inside of them. Because those Jews need to draw humanity to the good, so that everyone will be connected closer to the light that revitalizes everyone, that gives life. And they need to do it. The Jews need to do this. If they're not doing this, then there's nothing more to do. There's nothing to do. The problem is that only the Jews are to blame. What can you do? Press them, demand from them, do something. The right, the left, the extremes, even not the extremes, everyone understands this. It's in their nature. In the internality of each and every one. In each and every nation, they all think that the Jews are to blame. Look, imagine Babylon the way it was. One nation. And then one part of it just left. And they say that they're going to do something. They're going to do something special. And Babylon, it got worse. And of course, they're going to blame that part that left. And this attitude, this relation remains. They all want to eat this part, these Jews who left them.
Norma,
to this campaign, there's many celebrities in the United States who are using this hashtag. They are trying to change it. They want to say that we have a privilege, but it's the opposite privilege, that we're always to blame for everything that we've suffered throughout history, and we continue to suffer our grandparents, on us now too. That we're always to blame. Do you see that there's some way of inverting this to really help to do something? Is this not the way to do it? Dr. Lightman, to agree with them that we're the ones to blame. And after that, there's nothing more to do. I don't understand. Norma, we're saying that we're also suffering, that it's not a privilege, but it's a finger is always pointed towards us, and that we're suffering. Dr. Lightman, we're suffering because we're the ones who are giving birth to this whole state. We are giving birth to this whole state. That's why. If we're suffering, deserving. But what the billions who are suffering, why do we have to suffer because of the Jews?
Norma,
so the coronavirus, how can it be an opportunity for Israel and the people, the Jewish people, can do something to really be a light onto the nations? Dr. Lightman, we have this general body that's also has a part of it that's called Israel. And this body is suffering because Israel is not drawing them to correction. They feel subconsciously that that's why. And what does Israel need to do? If Israel agrees with this and says to the nations of the world, you're right, you're right. It's really because of us. It is certainly because of us. We're the ones to blame. And you're suffering because we're not doing our duty. Help us. Help us. Let's do it together. It won't help you to destroy us. It won't help you. You tried. And let's try now to do it together. We have one goal, to connect with the upper force. And let's do it. If we said something like this, nicely, you know, in nicer words than what I'm saying, that people would hear us. Not because they're nice, not because they're thin, but because it's suitable for the plan of nature. The upper force would have organized it, sorted it out for us. But we're not doing it. We're still proud and saying, what? No, it can't be. So, of course, we are going against this process. And they're getting angrier and angrier, and the Creator is pushing them against us. So that we will go through this path of suffering. And we're getting closer to it. That's why all of those stupid people who are going out to ask for more luxuries, to be able to go out and enjoy all these different ways of living, what are they able to do? What can they do? We need to disseminate the method of correction and Israel's role in this correction. Duty. What can the nations of the world help Israel to connect without pushing them in this negative way? Dr. Lightman, as soon as Israel explain what they need to do and what the nations of the world need to do, then the nations of the world will take them on their shoulders and will go towards correction. Duty. I would like to talk about this solution that you're starting to get at. A movement called the Social Cabinet are trying to do something about this crisis. And at this period of time, that we're really close to having another lockdown, what's the correct thing to do? What's your advice? What would you say as a solution for all of these problems? Dr. Lightman, a general, complete lockdown, other than those systems that we want to exist out of necessity, that are essential. The general lockdown, of course, doesn't mean that we won't have the hospitals, the police forces, of course not. We need to attribute these essential services as supplies that are able to supply the essential commodities, and that we want an educational system that will be virtual. We need a virtual educational system for the whole nation, for everyone to be able to be aware of what needs to be done in order to, as quickly as possible, to come out of the lockdown and really come out of this lockdown, not by going back to these sources of previous pleasure. Entertainment, and we want to be aware of this system of correction, And we see that the whole world sees that this lockdown is coming closer. And what are we going to do with this lockdown? We're going to close all of the systems that don't have this necessity, that are unessential for the correction of the world. Duty. Okay, so I want to break this down. Before we get to education, I want to talk about the lockdown. We're not going to be able to avoid the lockdown. We're going to have to do it. Dr. Lightman, you can't do it half or quarter. You have to give a complete plan. What you plan on doing? Duty. They're afraid that they're not going to participate. They're not going to cooperate. Are you saying they need to do this by force? Dr. Lightman, the government and the public need to agree. We need to have this agreement. There are always going to be people who are not going to agree, you know, that they really have these thorns on their underside and really are just going to jump up at these things. Duty, can you say we can, is there a way that we can avoid the lockdown and also have this educational system? Dr. Lightman, it's not a matter of lockdown. I wouldn't even call it a lockdown. I would call it the new national format or something like that. You don't need to call it a lockdown. What's the purpose of the lockdown? To keep systems alive that we need. And the systems that we don't need in our new corrected system, they will just go away, be destroyed, gotten rid of. There's no point to just close people indoors. I would even say let go of the coronavirus. It's not a matter of the coronavirus. It's a matter of organization. We need to be ordered. We need to know what to do. So whoever needs to work will work. Whoever needs to serve the public will serve. And whoever doesn't have what to do will sit at home. A week. Let's try it. Let's see how much it'll help us to be, how would I say it? Good citizens. Duty, I don't understand. We were in lockdown. It didn't help. What can we do? Dr. Lightman, we're not talking about the light, and we're not talking about the lockdown. We're talking about a new order of things. We're having a new format. We want all of us to understand who needs to work and who doesn't need to work and what's essential. And each and everyone will be able to disseminate this method of connection and correction. There are two important things in society today. We need to have this organized of what's the essential work. And second, that all of society needs to take upon itself this new educational system of connection. That's it. If we do this, then everyone can go out to the streets. You won't even be limited, restricted in any way. You could go outside.
Norma.
Norma. I don't have a question right now. Duty. I would like to understand this plan that your suggestion. It's not a lockdown, it's order. You would like to first see what are the essential services and have this educational system of how we can connect together. Dr. Lightman, then you'll understand what the government wants from them. It's not that it's this government, but it's they'll be able to speak about this new plan. Duty, and then there won't be a problem to go out to the streets because it won't be a matter of the coronavirus. Dr. Lightman, I don't think it'll be a problem. I don't think there'll be a problem. But again, These are conditions. These are not conditions that are even being spoken about. These are the conditions that really have to be kept. You really have to instill them within the people. They have to really keep it. Duty. Many people are going out in protest, not because they're against the government, but because they feel hopeless. Many young people, they don't have a source of income, they don't have a work. Talk to Lightman, they need an explanation. Other than that, as quickly as possible, need to organize new work. That everyone will be speaking about connection. There's no other way, Dudi. Chivruta o mituta. Community with others or death. It's either connection or death. The light that needs to enter the system of Adam Rishon, and it does it gradually. It's standing and waiting. And if there's no spiritual kelim, then it illuminates the achoraim, the behind. And then the system starts to feel like it's about to die. From that same source of the light of life. Dude, people are not understanding what you're talking about. The lockdown isn't trying to stop the spread of the virus. Dr. Lightman, we see that it's not stopping the virus. The lockdown stops, but it doesn't heal. You understand? The healing, the remedy comes from the correct connection. If we stop this previous egoistic connection, then yeah, that's the purpose. But then they won't be able to go out. Because as soon as they go out, there'll be a new outbreak. Norma. Yes, you said it's not about the lockdown, it's about a new order of life. All over the world, there's an approach where they can continue with life without closing it down completely, because we need to learn to live in this new situation. And the virus won't go away tomorrow or even in a year. And we can't be in the houses forever. So for that reason, they say that we need to learn how to be with the virus and to continue with some sense of normal. Of course, there's no normal here. I'm just passing on the message that's been talked about internationally. They don't want to stop the economy either, otherwise there will be a social pandemic where it'll be really hard to deal with the anxiety and the stress from it and all of the social problems. Dr. Lightman, it's clear to me. It won't help. It won't help them. You're not able to look at it this way. 100 years ago, if they were working, let's say 40%, 30% of the population. Today, 80-90% of people are working. All of the people are working. People are working double the time too. Instead of until the age of 40, they're working until the age of 80, 90, and 100. You have a large number of people that are useless. They're useless in their work. You should put everyone back home, and you'll have half of the workers. And we'll have, these people who were not living so long 100 years ago. We don't need so many people when we have all of this the machines that can do their work. And you'll see that we are living today, that we have too many workers, that they don't have what to do. And they go out to the street and shout that we need to work. For what do they need to work? 100 years ago, you were working to eat, to sustain yourself. Now it's not a matter of food. It's a matter that it's not that we want food and entertainment, it's that each one wants a lot more. We can't compare ourselves to humanity that was 100 years ago. But it's no choice. The nature is the same nature. And we will need to go back in harmony, to balance. Go and explain that. What does it mean to be in harmony? When everything seems so bad, when half of the workforce have to go home, when even when half of the women, when half of the men go home, another half of the half of those who are left are also going to go home because of the automation, those machines and so on. And it turns out that you need today, I don't know, 10% of the workforce. And then you'll have a normal society. Not that they're trying to take everything out of the earth and destroy it. We need to explain this. Each and every government is saying,
no,
what there is, but what's important is that they'll govern today, and what happens afterwards, they don't care, they can all die, and that's the way everyone's behaving, and that's the problem. That's the problem. In America, in Israel, in each and every place, all of these rulers were egoistic. Say that I'm behaving this way while I'm ruling, and afterwards, I don't care what happens. Everything can be destroyed in a big minus. It doesn't matter to me. What's important is that I rule. That's what's happening. We are living in a very, very dangerous time with a great big threat looming. And to add to it, it'll all be blamed on Israel.
I
think Dudi has a question. Dudi, yes. Okay, so this meteoric rise of coronavirus patients that we are now seeing also violent protests, that we really see that there's a battle between brothers. Dr. Lightman, of course, because no one's explaining the truth to them. That what we had before is not coming back, and you can't demand that from the government. And you want all these sources of work to open up, and you work, and you see that we're just working and throwing things away. What do you want? Duty, out of all of the threats who are really threatening peace and stability of the nation, what do you see as the most worrisome, also the most threatening? Dr. Lightman, that Israel does not see its role, its duty. Duty, how do we calm these spirits? Dr. Lightman, to explain, to disseminate, to explain as much as possible what we have to do. We have to spread this message to the whole nation of Israel. Duty, how can we ensure that the Creator is with us in each and every action? Dr. Lightman, do as it's written. Do as much as possible, do as much dissemination as possible, and that the dissemination will be clear. To work and work on it without any stopping. In regards to the African American protests, you said that love will cover all transgressions. Is this true in Israel too? Dr. Lightman, no, that's just for them. Dudy, why is that? Dr. Lightman, because this is the hate between the African Americans and the whites. And here it's clear what we need to do. It's that the love needs to cover transgressions, that they need to rise above the differences in love, that there's one source, there's one root, the upper root. Duty. So if it's a social problem, then we learn how to rise above the problems to love. But if it's like in Israel, where it's this hate between the people and the politicians, what do we need to do? Dr. Lightman, that the government can't do what the people want. The government can't do what's wanted because it goes against the natural plan of things. The government can't solve the problem of bringing back all these salons and boutiques. It can't. It can't.
And
Israel isn't a productive nation. They're very, they build software here. They build programs. Duty. So what can we do to help connect the people to the leaders? Dr. Lightman, there's no mutual ground. There is no mutual ground. Serving as the leader just wants to rule, and they don't care how. Sometimes we see such leaders who come and say, that's it, they can't continue. But usually, they all just want to rule. Let me rule, let me have control, and I don't care under what conditions and to do what to do. They just want to have control and to rule. Dude, where will this mutual ground come from? Will there be more trust? Dr. Lightman, that we'll see that there's no choice. We have to move towards connection. If you say that it's mutual, it means there's connection. Duty, what's a good connection? And what's this connection between thieves, as you sometimes describe, Dr. Lightman? This good connection means that we understand the purpose of creation. Maybe not the entire purpose of creation, but we understand the future's purpose. And that we're moving towards it. Duty. So after everything, how can we raise the morale of the people so that we won't feel so heavy and so divided and Dr. Lightman, we need to turn to everyone and be careful that both of them won't start beating you up. Duty, why? Dr. Lightman, because both of them will beat you up because they don't agree. That's the way it usually is.
Sivan,
please. As long as there's no trust, are we going to be able to start this educational process? Dr. Lightman, how will there be trust without this process? Sivan, probably won't be. But if someone comes and tells you that they want to start an educational system, and the nation just looks at it, they don't trust anyone. I don't want to listen to anyone, and I won't listen to anyone. Dr. Lightman, it depends on how we explain it rationally, that it will really, get to the people, that it's suitable, that we adapt it, that it's going to be according to the upper light, so that what we say will be able to get through to the people, that they'll be able to hear it and that they'll be able to act. Kabbalists throughout time were able to do this work, and we need to continue with this in our time too.
Okay. Dudi, להמשיך עם
ה... Dudi, continue.
טוב, אז יש פה עוד נושא שעולה...
Sivan, there is another topic.
זה השביתה של העובדות הסוציאליות.
It's the strike of the social workers. On the side of the protests going on, there's another strike, and we were trying to investigate this to see what's happening. And social workers, mostly women, mothers, during the coronavirus, where there was this rise of work, they had a lot more work, a lot more people were turning to them that they needed to deal with. But there were a lot more threats to them too. A lot of people were coming to them and were saying that there's no welfare, and then all the people are coming to them, blaming them and threatening them. And so they went out to strike because they have a very low wage, and they have a... I think they spoke to the Minister of the Economy and said there's not much to do right now in the crisis. So what would be the attitude to people who are working... Dr. Lightman, an educational system. It'll be an integral educational system that'll explain to everyone what's happening and will try according to this system to reach each and everyone. And by that, it'll take care of it. And if there are these special circumstances that it won't be able to be dealt with, that you won't be able to learn with the television or the computer, then the social workers will help. They'll help. It won't just be social workers who are women, it'll also be men. It'll also... to draw the people who are unemployed right now and that they won't be able to go back to their work. That all of these people will enter this workforce and that it won't be for an income, that everyone will have something to do, that they'll just have something to do. And it all depends on dissemination, it all depends on education. Sivan, so all of the responsibility that they feel right now, Dr. Lightman, not at all. It'll fall on the entire nation. Everyone will feel the responsibility. Sivan, and then what will they feel when they're doing this work? Will there be appreciation? What'll change? Dr. Lightman, social workers will understand that people are joining them, that they're working with them. They'll be the experts that are working for the special circumstances. But the whole nation will work on this. The whole nation will feel that they need this social work. Okay, so we are at the end of our meeting, really at the last minute. Dr. Lightman, if you have something urgent, Dudi, there are other topics that we will speak about on Friday. The material that's relevant for today, we've asked you. On Friday, it'll be on what time? 10:30 until 11:30 will be together with you for a writer's meeting. Dr. Lightman, because I had from 9 to 10. Dude, you're still meant to have it. Dr. Lightman, no, they erased that. So it could be that we can also have you on that hour. Dude, we'll check that with all of the writers and with relevant people. I would like to ask one last question. Can you summarize this meeting? Because we're in this heavy feeling that we have a lot of responsibility. Dr. Lightman, we are advancing. We have no choice. We are advancing. I can't say these nice things compared to small problems. I'm always seeing it as more global problems that are really heavy. And I think that's better. It's better. We see things in a way that not that we have to deal with all right now, but we'll see where it all comes from. So there's no way to mitigate this, to sweeten it a little bit. Dr. Lightman, that's what you do. You don't even have to write about this. You can write about it in this way or that way. You write about it a quarter of what you need to write about it. In whichever shape or form that you want to do it. Duty, when you feel this heavy cloud sitting on humanity, especially on Israel, when you see what's going on, Dr. Lightman, you can't run away from this. No one can run away from this. Duty, and this personal feeling that you're in lockdown and you can't go out, that you can't go to the sea. Dr. Lightman, write according to your feeling. That everything's dark and black. Okay, be healthy. Duty, thank you. Norma, can we start with this matter of education? Dr. Lightman, whatever you like, my dear lady. Thank you all. All the best.